Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Gets me going. Albion, Albion. Which means it is the Baggies takeover for the next 30 minutes until 10 o'clock. You can have your say this evening. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. This is the perfect chance. Whatever you want to say about your team, just call us up and you can have that say. Well, delighted to say we're going to be looking at all of those games. Obviously, 2-2. Just bit of deja vu with Cholton at the minute. 2-2, obviously, at the Hawthorns, and now 2-2 on the weekend and after playing them last week as well in the FA Cup third round at the Valley. Just can't get away from Cholton at the minute. But the man who joins us now, Mr. Wayne Gordon from All Things Albion. Really excited again to have you on, Wayne, and talk about West Bromwich Albion. 2-2 on the weekend, Wayne. I just feel like West Brom at the minute need to kill sides off. I know they're top of the table, and look, who could have asked for a better season so far? But if they want to stay there and they want to get promoted, there needs to be just an element of that aggressive ruthlessness. Wayne?
Sorry, Matt, I can't hear.
Wayne, you there?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Sorry, Wayne. Technical fault in the studio. I was just saying, obviously, that game on the weekend with Cholton, obviously, they couldn't quite kill Cholton off, you know, and they need to find their clinical nature. I know they're top of the table, and obviously, that's the place they want to be, but if they want to stay there, this is something they need to work on.
Yeah. We've got quite lucky early on in the season with a few late goals, 90-minute penalties, that kind of thing. And it just seems that that's gone away. And I said to you last week, there was a bit of pressure on the Charlton game with no win in 4 games. It's no win in 5 games. So it's quite a little bit of worry, not too much. But we're looking over our shoulders a bit more now. It just feels like there's an issue, whether it's complacency, I don't know. But it was all clear to see at Charlton that it's more than we first thought. There's a real issue creeping in now that needs to be stamped out.
Yeah, James, you mentioned Wayne, you mentioned the complacency. Is that something that we'd find under a Bilic side? Because he seems someone that's a disciplinarian, and you know, obviously, when he says jump, the players say how high. Would he allow that to step in? And the job's only halfway done here, you know, top of the table, Wayne. There's so much more to be done, and any slip-ups, it can quickly change in an instant.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, if you look at the way people have been speaking about us, and Leeds too. I think Leeds are suffering the same issue. In the past few weeks, there was a lot of talk that's it. West Brom and Leeds were done. They were clear. Job done. And I refused to go along with that, and I think this is why. Bilic was clearly upset with the players after the Charlton game. It was the first time I'd seen him visibly upset with the team. I've seen him upset with officials, but this is the first time it was really clear that it was unacceptable. The goals we conceded from set pieces were unacceptable. And yeah, I think it'll get on top of it. Bilic, like you said, he says jump, they jump. But I do think there was a little bit creeping in that job was done, and it wasn't done.
Yeah, because I was at that game with Charlton, the FA Cup one, when it was 1-0. Obviously, they beat him there, and he didn't look happy. And I said to you, obviously, they need that just to find that extra gear. I know they're top, but just to carry on spreading that gap, because, you, like you said, you're not going to get too high because we have to keep our feet in the ground. It can all change in an instant. But it just seems to me they went 1-0 up, 2-1 up, and if you don't kill sides off like it did on the weekend, it will come back to haunt you. And Bilic said after the game, if we don't nullify these mistakes, we're going to see more results like this. How do they do this? You know, these little mental errors, you know, a bit of mental fatigue creeping into the side.
It's been interesting to see how Bilic deals with it, actually. I couldn't tell you how we deal with it. I'm not a football coach. You know, I've never pulled a player aside and said, look, it's easy for me to sit there and say, you know, let's go out there, get 3 or 4 goals before we start cruising. I'm not really sure what's going on, but If you watch them now compared to when we were in our pomp, say against Swansea, it's a different side. There's no fluidity, particularly in the midfield. I was raving about Jake Livermore and Romain Saïss at the beginning of the season. But our team hinges on them playing well. And if they're not playing well, the team suffers from it. And I don't think Livermore or Saïss have had a particularly good game in about 4 weeks now. I don't know how Slaven is going to drag us out of this funk. I have faith that we're going to get out of this funk, but at the minute, I'm sweating a little more than I was a month ago.
Yeah, it's a strange one because we're almost talking like the team's having a blip and they're not, because I've got to be honest, you know, all on the other fan shows, the Championship fan shows, Wayne, everyone's saying, oh, you know, Leeds are the team, it's Leeds and West Brom, they're that top tier. But it's Leeds who have kind of, you know, they've switched at the top two, and it's West Brom leading at the minute, and they've found themselves, even if we're talking about these nullifying these mistakes and mental errors, it's them at the top of the table. And there's two ways of looking at it, really, Wayne. We've got one where if we was to go back in hindsight and go, in August and say, look, come January the 16th, West Brom are top, we'd go, absolutely, we'd take it, please, thank you. We'd snatch it with both arms. But then we're kind of sitting here on January 16th and going, oh, you know, how's Bilic going to deal with this? We need to work on it. But really and truly, this is where, you know, obviously West Brom hoped to be, but it's kind of gone just that little bit better than expected, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's bittersweet at the minute, being an Albion fan. Mm. All the hard work we put in at the beginning of the season, you're right, we're talking about a blip. We've lost twice this season. And if you'd have said that to me, you know, at the beginning of the season, I'd have beat your hand off for it. But it's the manner of the way we're dropping points recently. The fact that we work so hard at the beginning of the season that we can go 5 games without a win and then find ourselves at the top of the table is incredible. And you've got to give the players praise for that at the end of the day. They put themselves in this position. And so this is why I faith that we can pull out of this. It's just at the minute, you know, as I said, 5 games there to win. It's a little bit tough to take. We should have been home and clear by now after those 5 games. They were, you know, not particularly difficult games. Mm. Games I'd have seen us taking 3 points from earlier in the season. So, I'd be interested to see what happens on Monday. I think Slaven's a little bit agitated with the squad, so it'd be interesting to see how we go out, how we play, because we need a win now, because Brentford are coming up quick, looking over their shoulders now. We shouldn't have been looking over our shoulders from the situation we were in before Christmas. We shouldn't have been this worried about Brentford at this point in the season, so it's a little bit disappointing. But yeah, as you say, top of the league, you feel a little bit silly complaining about your team when you're top of the league. It's just an odd situation to find yourself in.
Yeah, this is how crazy not only football is, Wayne, but how crazy the Championship is. Me and you are sitting here on the West Bromwich Albion fan show talking about a blip and maybe the worries and pressures of the team, you know, even though they are top of the Championship. And maybe then the flip question to that and the other side of the narrative is that because there is so much pressure on the team that we're actually, this is why we're seeing the mental mistakes. Maybe not a question of complacency. It's more a question of, because even though West Brom are top, me and you are sitting here and fans are debating, going, still not good enough, still not good enough. And the players, maybe a little bit of pressure's crept into them, and that's why they can't kill off games, because we get to 67, 70 minutes, they're 2-1 up, and they go, you know, and there's a little bit of nerves of the game to see it out, and teams are finding it out, and hence why they get an equaliser.
Yeah, That's a fair point. I think if you set, your season will always be judged by how you start the season. It sets up your entire year for what your expectations are. And I think when you set the bar so high, which we did, when you have blips like this, the fans are going to be a little bit concerned about why you're not beating teams like Charlton 3-4-0. And yeah, that's unfair to expect. But I think if you prove you've got the quality in the team to put these sides teams to one side, I think you shouldn't be going 5 games without a victory. But again, you just don't want to be too critical of the team. As much as I'm a little bit concerned and the rest of the fans are a little bit concerned, there's still a general positive feeling around the club that we're going to be okay. We're still going to go up. So, you know, it is what it is. I think the next couple of weeks will be massive, because if Albion and Leeds drop more points, Brentford are right with us, and then there's a three-horse race then, as well as the teams behind them, actually, because they're all close. It's just a little bit worrying that it's not quite going as it was the first few months of the season.
I know. We have to be realistic. We have to give that balanced view. But, you know, if we do put a positive spin on it, Wayne, you know, West Bromwich Albion fans, in a way, it's almost, you know what, guys, other teams, fans, we haven't won in 5 games and we're still top. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we've not won in 5 games and West Bromwich Albion are still top.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'd take being top of the table, not winning in 5 games. It's absolutely crazy, but I know we need to look at it from the side of, yeah, let's make sure it isn't 6 games, and obviously we don't let that run go on. It's Stoke. We're going to give a full preview of that in the second section, Wayne. But just quickly, what is your score prediction for that?
I'm going to go 3-1. We'll come out all guns blazing. Like I said, we need the win. Slaven was agitated. He wants the win. Season turns around against Stoke.
Oh, Wayne, either way, we'll be here to talk about it. Wayne Gordon there from All Things Albion saying that that 5-game winless run for West Bromwich in the league, even though they are top, will change. And it's a Monday night game under the lights at Stoke. They're obviously having an upturn in form themselves with Michael O'Neill, but it will be a big one. But delighted to say Connor Ashfield from WBA Fans TV is joining us next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love Sports.
You're listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. We were just talking about, obviously, that game with Charlton on the weekend, a disappointing 2-2. West Brom allowing Charlton to get back into it, just not killing off teams at the minute. What is going wrong? Because it's a 5-game winless streak now for West Brom. So, slightly worrying times. On the positive side, still top of the league. What are you making of it? Have your say this evening. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can also WhatsApp on that same number. Well, these are brand new fan shows in the last week at Love Sport Radio. We give you a platform to have your say and we get to speak to new people all the time. And I'm delighted to say now, joining us is Connor Ashfield from WBA Fans TV. Connor, great to get you on the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show. Hopefully you'll become a regular. Just quickly, Connor, because we could talk about the game, but I want to get your season overall view, as it's our first time speaking. What are you making of the season so far and the first one under Bilic?
Really exciting compared to last season. Obviously, we changed a lot of managers. We had people like Darren Moore, who were more like a friend to the players, whereas now Slaven Bilic is a lot more professional. He's a lot more organised, and some of the football we play is unbelievable at times. Like, it's really attacking. There's not really any defensive style of play, and it's really exciting to see this season. Like I say, Slaven Bilic is a brilliant manager. He's done a really good job at like West Ham and stuff like that. So to have a big name like him at the club has made a massive difference.
Yeah, and it's a division that he's not actually used to, you know, hasn't managed in a championship before. And, you know, West Brom come in for a lot of stick, didn't they, Connor? They let Darren Moore go even though they was up there and they were doing well. And now, obviously, you know, they did make that move. They did get rid of him. They're going well under Billich, top of the table. I know it's not great at the minute, but like I said to Wayne on the first part, if you would have taken this in August, you know, you'd have loved to have been where you are come the middle of January.
Yeah, definitely. I would have took it. I would have snatched your hand off if you had said we was going to be top. And like you say, we haven't been the best in the last five games and we're still top of the table. So there's a lot of positives, obviously. It's a long season. You can't, you know, it's really difficult to say that we're going to win the league or whatever because there's still like 20-something games left to go. But on top of that, I can just say that this season, like I said earlier, has been amazing. Like, I know he hasn't managed in the championship before, but his game management, you know, he brings on subs at the right time. I just feel like in the last five games we've missed Brady Diangana. I saw a stat on Sky Sports saying he's missed five games and every game he's missed we've drew 1-1. So it shows how much of a massive difference he can make to the team.
Yeah, and Connor, just on yourself, obviously a first time for me speaking to you and obviously on the West Brom fan show. Where did this love affair with West Brom start for you and how did you get involved in West Bromwich Albion fan TV?
Well, I've always been coming to the matches since I was about 3 years old. My dad used to take me up. It started off with my granddad, actually. My granddad one day had a spare ticket and he asked me to go to the match. And ever since then, I've just been in love with the club, really. And obviously, the West Brom fan TV thing started about 2 years ago. You know, I had a lot of friends who were West Brom fans and they could never really make the game. So I saw a lot of these other platforms where people obviously put out content where the viewers can watch it and look back on the match. Okay, you can't see the whole match, but you can see another fan's perspective on the game. So it's just something I really enjoy doing. I'm always at the matches anyway. And, you know, to be doing a hobby and getting a lot of recognition from it really is really pleasing, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're glad to have you onto the show. And this is a platform for the fans to have their say. They can put a question to you, have their say on obviously, West Bromwich Albion this season on a national station. Obviously, Connor, you know, we're talking about top of the table West Brom. You would have taken it with both fans, you know, like we said this season. But why is there, I don't want to say there's a split in the Baggies camp, obviously, but there's just this little sense of maybe, you know, worry, concern creeping in now because, you know, obviously the no win in five games. And there is that thing, we've seen it with Leeds, you know, haven't come back for 9 years and they always get there and then there's one team that falls away. And you can kind of see it in the teams that are up there, mindset that we don't want this to be us because we do want to come back. And also, Connor, how hard it is to come back. If anything, sometimes we've seen, you know, crumble under that expectation. Look at Stoke, for instance, and for an extreme case scenario, even drop down the door into League One.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I just feel like it's a bit of a blip at the minute. Every team has them, I feel. Leeds always have them. They've had them for the last 9 years, like you said. It is difficult to get back to winning ways, especially when you've been dropping so many points. It's just more of a mental and confidence thing, I feel, but I feel like with Brady Diangana back on Monday, I feel like we're definitely heading the right direction for a win. And then I think after that win and after a couple of players signed in the, you know, the transfer window, I feel like we'll be a lot stronger. I feel like there'll be a lot of healthy competition at the club because at the minute, you know, we've got players like Matt Phillips there who, okay, they're brilliant players, but they haven't really got that much competition. And to see some of the players what we're actually being linked with, it's really exciting. Okay, we're not going to get every single one of them, but even to get one or two of them would even boost our chances. But you don't want to be adding too many players because it'll upset the dressing rooms, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard in that case because, and this is why year managers say, some managers actually want to scrap this winter window, but the managers, I feel it's such a difficult time to sign because you touched upon it there. You've got, you know, the dressing room spirit, the team culture, and then also, you know, prices are driven up in an inflated market anyway if teams know you're desperate. And then sometimes you go, oh, you know, we're missing this season. We're missing that, just that little extra piece, you know, that little cog in the wheel. Just give us that extra firepower. Add another, you know, so we can fire on all cylinders, another gear. And then come the summer, it doesn't work out and you're left with these wages and it's very hard to trim the squad. But obviously, if West Brom are to go up. They need that depth. They need additions. But it's a tough balancing act, isn't it, Connor?
Well, I feel like our board's done a really good job this window. If you look at the players, what we've actually brought in, you know, Nathan Ferguson come from our academy. Got a lot of teams interested in him now. Semi Ajayi from Rotherham, 1.5 million. Darnell Furlong, 1.5 million. Pereira is like 23 years of age. And when he's played 30 games, he'll cost us 8 million. But I feel like for a player of that quality and age, I feel like the board's done it right. Like you mentioned, just if you just go in and throw loads of money about and you don't get up, you get hit with all sorts of stuff, financial fair play and, you know, your club going in a mess. We nearly saw it with Aston Villa where they spent nearly 100 million in the championship and then the next season they were in real trouble. And if they hadn't have been took over, they could have potentially been a lot worse than
they could be in real trouble again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Dwight Gale, he's been linked with us. You know, the Newcastle want £10 million for him and £60,000 a week in wages. I just think that's a silly move to make for someone who's nearly 30 years of age. I know that he will guarantee you, you know, goals and stuff like that, but I would rather sign someone like Orsic, who we've been linked with at the minute for like £10 million. He's a bit younger and I feel like it's someone who we need in the squad.
Well, this is it, because I know West Brom don't want to be this yo-yo club going up, going down, but and we don't want to get carried away and go, yep, West Brom are up now. But should they go up in a sort of crystal ball look, Connor, what are they going to need? Because they're going to need depth, and it's hard, you know, to kind of follow that suit of Aston Villa, albeit dare I say it, but, you know, spending money or kind of doing a Norwich. They haven't spent money and now maybe they look like they are coming back down. And that's always a tricky question to face as well.
Well, if you look at, I just look at teams like Sheffield United. They haven't spent a lot of money, but
yeah,
they've added the right players and, you know, they're doing really well this season. I feel like it's okay to throw money about, but, you know, you look at Leicester the one season, they didn't spend significant amounts of money. They won the league. I'm not saying we're going to get anywhere near that, but what I'm saying is if you just throw money about and expect to stay up, it doesn't work like that. It's about adding the right players, you know, adding the right balance and just adding what you need and not overspending.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Obviously, we're all hoping that West Brom get it right, but it is Stoke on Monday night. You know, they'll fancy themselves on this one. West Brom not winning in five. They've really changed their fortunes around under Michael O'Neill. It's on TV. It's under the lights. What are you making of it, Connor?
It's going to be a tricky game. Every game's difficult in the Championship. There's no easy game. You know, you go into games sometimes and you expect it to be a walk in the park, but sometimes it's not like that. Like you say, Michael O'Neill, he has changed it a little bit for Stoke, and they've still got some good players, you know, like Sam Vokes. They've got Tyrese Campbell as well, who I feel has been doing really well this season. A former player as well, James McLean. Okay, he's not a fan's favourite, but he's been doing really well for them at the minute. Joe Allen and, you know, Jack Butland. They've got a really good squad, and I'm surprised that they're down there at the minute. Like you say, if you don't spend right or something goes wrong behind closed doors, you could end up like that.
Yeah, and quickly, Connor, we have had a tweet in from Dave Chall saying we are two signings away from the Premier League. We're having a blip, but we're still 7 points clear of third. And that's a great point. We're mentioning no wins in five, you're top, and you've still got a gap to those teams below you.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, no win in five games and we're still top of the league. I would have snatched your hand off for it, like I said. Yeah. And I agree with the point he's making. Two signings, and I feel like we will be a Premier League side. I feel like a winger and a really clinical striker. And I agree with him. I feel like if we do get these players in, I feel like promotion's inevitable, really.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your score prediction for the Monday night clash then?
I'm going to go with a 2-1 West Brom. I'm going to say Sam Vokes for Stoke. And I'm going to say Dean Garner on his return and a semi-joy header from a corner.
I'm glad you went that way, Connor. I've got to be worried. You was hesitating at the start. I thought you might have gone for a draw sitting on a fence. But really good to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get you on a lot more and hear what you've got to say on Albion. Connor Ashfield there from WBA Fans TV. Really appreciate you giving us the time. And like I said, you can have the time. Tweet us and we'll read out the questions like we did then. Or more importantly, call us 0208 7020 558. This is your half an hour, your takeover on The Baggy Show. And we want to hear from you every Thursday, half 9 to 10, right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.